Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A topsy-turvy day on markets so far, with stocks tumbling in China, soaring in Europe, and mixed in early trading on U.S. markets. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The key stock index in Shanghai fell 6% today amid general worries about growth in China. Ahead of a group of 20 finance ministers meeting that starts tomorrow in Shanghai, the deputy head of China's central bank said that stability is the goal. In Europe, the 100-share index in London had been up more than 2% all morning. Markets are one thing, but the economy is often another. On Thursdays, we like to check in with Diane Swonk, head of DS Economics. Thanks for joining us, Diane.
Good to be here.
Gross domestic product, the headline measure of U.S. economic growth. What are you thinking about for the last 3 months of last year? They could revise it.
Yes, they could. They started out at 0.7%, which when you start with a zero in front of it, you'd like to see it go up, not down. Unfortunately, we're going to see that number revised down. When you're a couple tenths away from zero, that's pretty much a goose egg. So the economy flatlined in the fourth quarter, even though we did generate a lot of jobs.
All right, but fourth quarter 2015, that's like the French and Indian War. It's ancient history. Give me something more current, and we'll have a little bit of it tomorrow, some more data.
We'll be getting better news tomorrow on personal consumption expenditures and overall inflation data. The personal consumption expenditures are actually expected to pick up a bit in January. We'll also see the core inflation rate, which is something the Fed watches very closely. Although it's still too low, at least it's going to be moving in the right direction, and that is up a little bit. The question is why? Well, of course, we all know we're spending a lot on medical care these days, and that's going to show up as a little hotter inflation on a year-over-year basis after you strip out that food and energy component.
Diane Swonk at DS Economics. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's also a new report today identifying one among many forces driving the healthcare inflation we just mentioned. The data call into question the notion that in healthcare, bigger is better because it drives somehow efficiency. In recent years, hospitals have been on a shopping spree for doctors' practices that specialize in cancer. From Marketplace's health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gornstein reports it is a spending spree insurers and consumers are paying for.
University of Chicago's Irina Conti, author of the new report, says where there have been hospital oncology practice mergers, prices have shot up by 30%.
This type of consolidation increases spending, and we do not know whether this increased spending really going to translate into better quality of care or better access for cancer patients.
For years, hospitals have argued these deals could improve coordination, reduce duplication, and eliminate waste, lowering spending overall. This paper adds to a growing body of literature that healthcare mergers are a serious concern. Wharton's Robert Town predicts if this keeps up, regulators like the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice will crack down.
You're going to see a meaningful impact on antitrust policy. The FTC and DOJ are going to be less favorably disposed to these types of mergers.
Town says new sources of data are making it easier to get a real-time look at the impact of these sorts of deals. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
A big electronics deal in Asia oddly came to a screeching halt today, although maybe just temporarily. Foxconn of Taiwan seemed on track to take over Sharp of Japan. This was seen as a major step toward opening up Japanese companies to foreign ownership, an economic reform goal there. But this morning, Foxconn suddenly suggested there's been some sort of snag involving Sharp's financial risk. Sharp was once a big brand in TVs in the U.S. Foxconn is the assembler of iPhones. Did you see that the wet winter in the West is producing a super bloom of wildflowers in normally arid Death Valley, California? So I'm going with my camera, and I happen to mention this to Mark Orlowski, who's always a fountain of information on getting travel deals. And Mark asks, where are you getting your rental car? And I say, I don't know, I'm getting a rental car. And he says, don't be an idiot. And I say, somebody hit record on this guy.
You know, when I plan a trip, you know, I want to always shop around for the best price. So in your case, I looked up from the major companies. The cheapest is Alamo at $87, and Hertz is the most expensive at $111. But, you know, if you look at some other websites, I searched around for maybe even less than 5 minutes, and I found that Costco was offering the identical car from Alamo for $66 instead. Although the lesson here really is you should shop around, look at different websites. Another one I looked at for you is AutoSlash, which actually will automatically monitor your existing rental car reservation and email you as soon as they find a cheaper price. That one actually saved me hundreds of dollars over the last couple of years.
All right. Auto Slash, if you're just browsing for prices, comparison shopping, what are some of your go-to sites?
You know, Kayak is a really good choice. They really try to consolidate and track prices. And, you know, you normally think there's 10 different rental car companies. And this is sort of an interesting thing that most people don't know. According to the Federal Trade Commission, 98% of the airport rental car business is controlled by just three companies, Avis, Enterprise, and Hertz. Even, you know, one brand might have a significantly lower price. And also the quality of the cars sometimes vary as well.
What were you telling me that actually there's some upstarts here?
There's a fun one called Flight Car, which actually invites people to leave their personal car with them, and then they turn around and rent it out to other people. And as a result, you get free parking when you drive to the airport rather than having to pay parking fees, and you get a little bit of a cut of the rental revenue. There's another one called Turo, which is all rented by private individuals. And so, you know, if you've always wanted to, let's say, drive a Tesla for a day, or maybe the latest BMW or Mercedes, that's a really nice one and a great way to rent cars you might not find on the Avis or Enterprise or Hertz lot.
And then what's this on the list? Silver car?
They exclusively rent practically brand new Audi A4s in the color silver. They also throw in built-in GPS, free Wi-Fi in the car, satellite radio, and also no hidden gotcha fees, say, on refueling or tolls.
Ooh, look at this. They do rent in Las Vegas. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome, David.
Mark Orlowski has a day job as head of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, but he travels a lot and tries to keep his costs down. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome, David.
If you didn't get a chance to take notes there, we'll post Mark's tips at marketplace.org. And if I get any good pictures in Death Valley, I will Instagram them. With luck, it'll be my bouquet of flowers just for you. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.